Welcome to today's deep dive. You know, we are looking at the year 2026, and the tech world is just, well, it's moving at warp speed, to put it mildly.
Yeah, warp speed almost feels like an understatement at this point.
Right. And for anyone listening who has spent, you know, any time in tech, you're probably familiar with the old stereotype. The solitary coder, noise-canceling headphones on, locked in this dark room, hunting for a missing semicolon for, like, 6 hours.
Ah, yes. The classic battle of attrition against a massive code base.
Exactly. But today, we're looking at some source material that suggests that specific era is, well, it's entirely over.
It really is.
So we are analyzing this incredibly detailed curriculum and informational webpage. It's for a program called the Vibe Coding Course for Working Professionals.
Which is offered by Vibe Coding Masters, by the way. They're a subsidiary of Brawley Academy, operating right out of the tech hub in Hyderabad.
Yeah, right in the thick of it. And our mission for this deep dive is to uncover what exactly vibe coding means in 2026. Like, how is AI fundamentally rewiring the daily life of software developers?
And crucially, we need to look at whether these really intensive training programs actually deliver on their promises. I mean, they claim to offer total career transformation.
Okay, let's unpack this because I have to be honest. When I first heard the phrase vibe coding, I was super skeptical.
Oh, I don't blame you. It sounds incredibly casual.
Right. Is vibe coding basically just, you know, kicking your feet up, writing a prompt like, build me a cool app and having an AI write everything for you? Or is there like a completely new skill set we're missing here?
Well, setting the record straight right away, the term itself is actually kind of deceptive. It sounds like you're just throwing vague vibes at a machine while you grab a coffee. But the curriculum we're looking at is far from that.
So it's not just a vacation for developers?
Definitely not. It is strictly about practical implementation and workflow optimization. It is not about replacing the human. It's about managing this highly complex AI-supported environment to get products out the door faster.
Okay, so if vibe coding isn't just letting the AI do everything, we really need to look at exactly who is trying to learn this and, you know, why they are flocking to these courses in such huge numbers.
Yeah, and the demographic data in the source is super revealing here.
It really is, because the audience is vast. It is not just your traditional full-stack software developers taking this course.
No, not at all. You've got quality assurance testers, DevOps engineers, tech support, IT grads.
Even freelancers and people trying to switch careers entirely. Which is wild.
Right. The barrier to entry has totally shifted.
And looking at their main goals for enrolling, it's all about improving development speed, reducing those mind-numbing repetitive manual tasks, and enhancing debugging efficiency. Basically, staying relevant.
What's fascinating here is how the primary bottleneck of software engineering has completely relocated.
What do you mean by relocated?
Well, for decades, the challenge was literally writing the code, right? Yeah. The physical act of translating human logic into machine syntax, making sure your loops were tight, managing memory, all that manual labor.
Yeah, the heavy lifting.
Exactly. But AI has basically solved that physical bottleneck. It can spit out 10,000 lines of perfect JavaScript in seconds. So the new bottleneck isn't writing, it's orchestration.
Orchestration. Okay, I like that. It's like comparing the modern developer to an architect rather than a bricklayer.
That's a perfect analogy, actually.
But wait, let me push back on that a little bit. If the AI is essentially laying all the bricks, doesn't that mean the developer needs to know exactly what to build even more clearly than before?
Oh, 100%.
Because, I mean, you can't just fix a fundamentally bad blueprint halfway through construction just because the bricks were laid really fast.
Precisely. And since the developer now has to act as that architect, we really should dive into the actual syllabus of this course to see how someone is trained to manage these tools.
Yeah, let's look at the actual curriculum of 2026. Man and machine working together. So the skills covered here are pretty intense. We've got AI-assisted coding fundamentals, smart code generation, automated documentation.
And my personal favorite, prompt engineering for developers.
Yes. But there's a really crucial caveat that the source hammers home over and over. They heavily emphasize that strong programming fundamentals, like core logic building and problem solving, are still completely essential.
Right. You absolutely cannot depend only on the AI tools.
And here's where it gets really interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's like relying purely on an AI is like using a GPS, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't know the basic rules of the road, the AI will just confidently drive you straight into a lake.
Yeah, it'll give you flawless directions right into the water.
Exactly. So The syllabus mentions AI debugging techniques. And I just have to ask, how exactly do you troubleshoot when the machine itself is the one hallucinating the bad code?
That is the million-dollar question, and it's exactly why this foundational knowledge matters so much. You see, when an AI hallucinates, it rarely makes a simple syntax error that a compiler would just flag immediately.
Right, it's not going to just miss a bracket.
No, it makes terrifyingly logical errors. It'll write a sorting algorithm that works perfectly for 5 users, but the second 100 users log in, the entire server crashes.
Oh, wow.
So these debugging techniques actually teach you how to use the AI against itself. You learn how to prompt the AI to generate really aggressive unit tests for its own code.
Testing the tester, basically.
Exactly. But ultimately, if you don't know Python or Java or whatever language you're using at a foundational level, you won't be able to spot the hallucination. The AI is a productivity multiplier, not a replacement for knowing your stuff.
So you still have to be able to read the code, even if you didn't physically type it.
You have to audit the machine.
That makes the stakes incredibly high. Which, you know, brings us to the logistics, the costs, and the actual return on investment for all this.
Yeah, let's talk numbers, because it's a significant commitment.
It really is. So for a busy professional listening to this, what does it actually cost in terms of time and money? The source shows they built this format specifically for busy schedules, right?
Right. Weekend classes, flexible online sessions, lots of recorded videos. They know their audience is already working 40 plus hours a week.
But the costs, I mean, let's break this down. The beginner online tier is around 15 to 25,000 rupees. The weekend flexible is 20 to 40,000.
And then it scales up. The advanced industry training is 30 to 50,000 rupees.
And a peak now, the real-time corporate project program that runs anywhere from 50,000 to 90,000 rupees.
It's a serious investment.
It is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, I have to ask, looking at that 90,000 rupee corporate program, is a premium price tag really justified just to learn software tools that are, let's be honest, probably going to update and change completely by next month?
That's a very fair pushback. But the thing you have to realize is that you're not paying to learn the software interface. The source really emphasizes real-time implementation projects, placement guidance, and mentorship.
Okay, so it's more about the application.
Exactly. The value isn't the software itself. It's the guided application. A free online tutorial can teach you how to ask an AI to write a basic script. But a corporate program teaches you how to safely integrate unpredictable AI code into a highly secure enterprise-level deployment pipeline.
Ah, okay, so it's about risk mitigation, making sure the AI doesn't accidentally take down your company's entire database.
Spot on. You're paying for the workflow, not the software license.
Yeah, and looking at the salaries, the market is clearly desperate for people who can do this. I mean, for freshers, startups are paying between 3.5 to 6 lakhs. Product-focused companies are offering 5 to 9 lakhs just to start.
And for experienced professionals, it jumps significantly. Mid-level roles are seeing 8 to 15 lakhs. Senior engineering roles are pushing 15 to 25 lakhs.
Plus, they talk about all these other income streams like SaaS development, freelancing, automation consulting. It seems highly lucrative.
It is, but it also comes with a completely new set of expectations. Getting the certificate and knowing the salary is one thing, but the course provider actually lists specific career tips for surviving in this landscape.
Yeah, the unwritten rules of career survival. I saw that. And it reveals so much about the culture of tech in 2026. Let's go through these because there are 7 key tips here.
Right. They tell students to focus on practical projects over pure theory, to learn core programming alongside the AI tools.
Building a GitHub portfolio is huge on their list. Improving communication skills, staying updated, practicing real-time problem solving, and learning cloud and DevOps basics.
And we should definitely mention the location context here too. Vibe Coding Masters being near JNTU in Hyderabad, it's a prime example of how localized tech ecosystems are the ones actually pushing this massive global AI trend.
Yeah, turning a global tech into a localized talent pipeline. So what does this all mean for the developer's day-to-day life? I want to zero in on that tip about improving communication skills.
That's probably the most important one.
Right. Because it almost sounds like the modern developer is becoming a kind of translator. Like you have to explain the AI's magic to the non-technical clients. It seems like coding is becoming way less of a solitary, headphones on in a dark room job and much more of a highly social, client-facing role. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. Think about it. When AI does the heavy lifting of the actual syntax, the value of the human shifts entirely. Your value isn't your typing speed anymore.
Right, because the machine types faster.
Exactly. Your value becomes your ability to communicate, to design systems, and to deeply understand business needs. You have to sit in a room with a client, understand their very ambiguous human problem, translate that into strict constraints, and then orchestrate the AI to build it.
You're bridging the gap between human ambiguity and machine literalism.
That's a great way to put it.
So let's pull all these threads together for everyone listening. Because if you are a seasoned full-stack developer, or maybe you're a QA tester looking for a career switch, this matters directly to you. Vibe coding in 2026 isn't just a fad or a buzzword.
No, it's the new baseline.
It really is a fundamental shift toward AI-assisted productivity. And the irony is, to succeed with these futuristic tools, you need a really strong blend of old-school logic and this new-school prompt engineering. The tools are changing incredibly fast, but your ability to problem-solve remains your ultimate currency.
And, you know, this raises a really important, almost existential question for the industry as a whole.
Oh, lay it on us.
So we've talked about how developers are becoming these high-level architects and editors, right? Mm-hmm. Auditing the AI's work.
Yeah, managing the machine.
But think about how a person historically becomes a senior architect. They spend years as a junior developer. They write the boilerplate code. They fix the tiny bugs. They lay the literal bricks.
Yeah, that's how you learn the foundation.
Exactly. That tedious, hands-on work is how you develop the deep, intuitive system logic needed to catch a subtle AI hallucination later on.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Right. If AI tools continue to handle all of that repetitive, junior-level boilerplate code, companies are going to stop hiring junior developers. So if nobody is laying the foundational bricks manually anymore, how do we train the next generation of senior architects?
Oh, wow. The junior developer paradox.
Exactly. In 10 or 15 years, when the current veterans retire, will the future definition of a programmer just be a psychologist for machines? Someone whose only job is trying to effectively communicate human intent to an artificial mind without actually knowing how to build the foundation themselves?
That is a terrifying and fascinating thought to lead on. We are basically automating the training ground we need to build the people who manage the automation. That's definitely something for you to mull over as you navigate this wild new landscape. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.